Well, welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugru, and today's episode is getting through those big setbacks, those major setbacks, and thriving. Welcome back, everybody. I'm so sorry. It has been a hot minute since we've been here. I actually had some technical issues, I know, and when I have a technical issue, it normally is a bit longer than to be resolved than most people, because technology isn't really my strong point. And we had a little bit of a block on the recording app, so I didn't know how I was going to get back into produce podcasts, but we're here again. So I hope everyone's had an amazing couple of months, start to the year. I, for one, definitely have had some big ups and downs, as I'm sure a lot of you are aware of. My last podcast was on facing hard times in business. We had some setbacks there. And you know what? I'm glad that I've had a little bit of space as well to really just give you guys a good overview of how I have actually come out the other side. Well, for now anyway. So I've put up a question box last night on my Instagram, and a lot of people were asking me how I got out of such a big down period in my life. I was very, very low. It was the first time it ever happened to me. My mental health was greatly affected, and it was business related. So I thought this podcast would be great to do after my previous one, and just off the questions that have been coming in. So I know a lot of people in life are going through different things, and always, you know, listening to people's perspectives on how they manage and react and deal with and get through and come back on top from adversity or struggles or hard times is really good. It always, you know, you might just pick up one thing, two things that can actually change your life. So let's take the pressure off, because I'm not saying that's what this one's going to be about, but I do think that there is an element of how you mentally prepare for challenges and how you mentally tackle problems that actually get you right through. So it's something that you can listen to, it's something that you can practice, it's something that you can apply to anything you're going through right now from this podcast. So the first thing I would say that I had to do once I got into a bit of a dip in life, shall I say, something hard I was going through, was I was resisting the problem. So when I'm resisting a problem, or I was trying to fight the problem way too much, there was definitely a time and a place where I wanted to stand up for myself, but I had to draw that line at some point and actually get my life back on track, get my goals as my main focus, not the actual problem itself. So there's sometimes no other way that you can handle a situation, and you have to go through that. Sometimes you have to fight, you have to stand your ground, you have to stand up for yourself, you have to make your points and things like that. But then there is also knowing when to stop doing that. And for me, I was kind of in limbo for a little while. I was a bit silenced, and the silence was what was killing me. I couldn't accept that something had happened and me and my business were held accountable for it, but we actually had nothing to do with it. In fact, we were victims too. So obviously for me, I needed to set the record straight. And until I was able to do that, get all the information verified and put out the correct truth and let people know exactly what happened, just being completely open and honest about it, which is also difficult, that's when I started to find some peace. So I think recognizing how you can easily come to peace with the problem, first and foremost, maybe it's forgiveness, maybe it's acceptance, and maybe it's just not resisting it anymore. Because when you hit a hard time in life, maybe you're right in the middle of it right now, it is going to feel a lot worse than what it will feel in a little while. So you just got to remember that what you're going through, if it's right now or what you've been through, it is actually a temporary, it's a temporary to feel like that. So just starting to try and manage how comfortable you are in this, you know, vast spell of emotions, I think is really key. And you know, it's just important to understand that the feelings and the problem itself is going to be temporary, and just kind of accepting that this happened and it's going to go into the past. You know, you might have to do a couple of things that you don't really have the energy, you don't want to do, but at the same time, it's really, really important to try and find peace in one way or another to be able to move forward, because that is the ultimate goal here. The goal is not to prove yourself until you've lost everything good in your life and win. The goal is to win long term and focus on the things that actually really matter to your life, bring prosperity, bring happiness, allow you to focus on goals, and you unlock that kind of heavyweight that is sitting on your shoulders. So that is the goal. So I found that being accepting of it, and just honestly, I've forgiven every person from that experience that I've had that done me wrong, and I wish them well. Like, I, you know, have some compassion toward them, and it took me a while to get there. It took me a couple of months to be at this point, but now I'm completely peaceful because I totally understand that this situation, and often as well, we take things very, very personally. But it's generally not personal. It's just like sometimes you've been through this for whatever reason, that life put it in your path. But you got to also understand that sometimes in business, it's not personal. Things happen. And I will make this business related because I don't want to go into people's personal lives, because there's all sorts of scenarios that I'm aware of that are not, that you have no real option but to take personal. And there's definitely people that are much better at helping people through that, but we're going to just stick to business. I probably should have said that at the beginning, as the podcast, this is what the podcast is for. So I definitely would say that, you know, business transactions as well are something that, you know, are always going to be a little bit different to, you know, a real relationship. Yes, they're supposed to work a certain way, and yes, they are supposed to, you know, things are, in the perfect world, ideally going to go to plan, and you can be the most talented, most creative, best person in the world, and the truth of the matter is that in business, things are going to go wrong. And I was actually listening to Elon Musk's interview on how he hires people yesterday, and it was honestly all comes down to judging their character off how they manage and react and respond to problems. And I think this is probably one of the most important things in business that you really need to master to some degree. Now, I'm not saying that things aren't going to happen where you are so worried and so stressed and, you know, really, really severe impacts on your entire life outside of your business are going to come. However, the overall mindset that you need to try and adapt is how relaxed you can be in that situation, and then how you make decisions under that kind of pressure. So it's inevitable that all of these things are going to happen and that you are going to have setbacks. And I think starting to learn that the mindset behind what actually happens in your environment is what will get you free, what will get you back on track, is probably the key message here. So I just want to go into some things that I would personally recommend in terms of moving forward quicker and understanding how to get back on top as quickly as you can, and how to resolve. So number one is letting smaller problems just go. I know that we can nitpick and we, you know, can be aggravated and irritated easily, but honestly, there are going to be bigger things if you're really serious about your goals that come up that you need all of that energy banked for. So you need to become a little bit more laid back in terms of nitpicking and smaller problems and making a real big mountain out of something that isn't really that much of a big deal. So the way that I kind of analyze this is, I'm going to say, am I going to remember this problem in 1 year from now? And if I'm not likely going to remember this problem in 1 year from now, it's not a problem. So I just deal with it. I say whatever and I let it go. It's out of my mind and I'm refocused. So that is one of the major things. You can apply that to all arguments and disagreements and everything in your life where things that piss you off day to day, and you can honestly move forward pretty quickly and realize that a lot of things you're going to make a big deal about today and take lots of hours up on, you can move past pretty quickly. So that's pretty much one of the things that I start with. The next thing that I would do is learning how to accept difficult situations. So in business, a lot of like our morals, belief systems and things like that, they kind of, you have to really, really thrive and succeed, you've got to be open to more what others' belief systems are and more about what others' opinions are in some ways to really enable yourself to work with people. You kind of have to have an open mind and accept and have a lot of acceptance, because otherwise you're going to be butting heads with pretty much everybody just because you think you're right and they think they're right. You're better off if you're really serious about growing and overcoming setbacks and overcoming drama and disagreements and just things that really hold you in one place or one spot. You're better off just being the bigger person and being open to their agreement or their discussion. I'm not saying you got to accept it, but don't let it really affect how you're going about your day or your goals. You just got to be aware that most people don't think the same in the world, and that is just life in general. Accepting that is going to enable you, and being open to listening, even if you might not think it's right, whatever, before you even hear anything, is very important. It's very important because you never know at the end of the day. Which brings me on to my third one, and that is never make assumptions. A lot of people in business will make assumptions based on whether or not something's going to work or how something worked or what went wrong and things like that. Now, assumptions are very, very dangerous to make, because not only does it affect how you perceive other things and business and risk analysis and things like that, you need to have evidence, solid evidence, that what you are assuming is correct, because we have gut feelings. We're very intuitive little beings, but the reality is that we're not always right. Gut feelings are great for whatever you want that doesn't involve business and things like that. It's good for relationships and friendships because that's personal to you. But when more than you, when this is about more than you, assumptions is not the way to go. Yes, your gut feeling may be right from time to time, but any sort of assumptions without proof is something that you really need to work on. You need to just remove that element in business, because assumptions, it really is a dangerous sort of place to play. I see a lot of people doing and saying and talking and really making vast assumptions. So you really need to have proof if you want to sustain a steady brand, and because one way or another it will bite you in the future. Trust me, I've seen this happen to people, and you just want to make sure that you have the evidence, you're careful with what you do say, and you make sure that you are right if you are making any sort of comment under a business, because it will set you back in the future. So these are some preventative tips as well. But yeah, when hard times happen, obviously you don't want to assume and you don't want to escalate based on your emotional state. You want to have control over your emotions, and you want to make sure that what you are saying is correct. And if you have made statements in the past, they may set you back in the future, just saying. You want to apologize to the other business owners that you've been dealing with, or you want to apologize to customers or friends or family, etc., because you just want to clear that space and just admit you were wrong, be the better person, and you know that you're clearing space away for future setbacks that may come up later. It's very, very important, because you know, when things get a little heated, sometimes we can often just jump to conclusions. It's not a good thing to do, and it definitely will set you back, because you start to believe your own assumptions, which can often just lead you to doing things that you don't want to be doing, don't want to be saying, and it really isn't a good look for you, and it isn't a good time for you in general, and it certainly isn't good for the person on the other end. So I would definitely be mindful and aware of my actions and assumptions. The next thing that I would say to really get through a major setback when you're in the phase of being pretty hurt, pretty down, pretty hopeless, scared, is I would look at life as a whole, and I would just think about how blessed you are to have today. No one's life is actually perfect. Some people are in a better phase in life right now, But to be honest, it really doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what kind of money you have, anything like that. People always go through good phases and bad phases. So having a sense of entitlement that you shouldn't be in the situation that you're in business, or you work really hard and you don't deserve this. I mean, all of these kinds of things and thoughts, they really just make your situation seem far worse. So rather than focusing on just enjoying what you've got at the moment and working through the problem or getting through the scenario, you can often just make it worse. So you just get stuck there because you've got this sense of entitlement that it shouldn't have happened. And I think that was one of the biggest things for me. I just thought, all this time I've been saying that it's a disgrace, like these people should never be allowed to do business, because obviously my business had been defrauded. And I was just so angry and I was so confused at how many people it's happening to ongoingly and things like that. And I just couldn't understand it, and I just didn't know why it happened to me, and I just didn't know how they pulled it off so well and things like that. It all just kind of scared me, / I felt really betrayed. But then I realized that this honestly is not in the grand scheme of life, like, the worst thing to ever happen. Yes, it put me under a lot of pressure. Yes, it made me upset. Yes, it took months of my life away because I reacted so poorly to it. But in the grand scheme of life, you know, I think that for me, I should have just accepted it and I should have just let it go quicker, because there is a people out there, and I think perspective is everything, that really do have it harder. Like, they have situations in their life. I'm following this guy on Instagram at the moment called Ashley Kane and his daughter. I'm sure a lot of you guys know who I'm on about. But honestly, like, his little baby has been fighting leukemia for like 8 months, and they thought she was all clear. I literally spent her whole life in hospital with her. He was so positive throughout this whole thing, and it was so inspiring to watch. And no matter how many millions of dollars, no matter how much love and beautiful support they were getting, no matter, all that was perfect for them. They were getting the money, they were getting everything thrown at them. People were supporting them, celebrities, like everything us humans could ever imagine getting in our tough situation. And it wasn't enough, and it won't be enough to save her life. And even though he's done honestly so amazing and so well and things like that, and I mentioned this because a lot of us just go on about problems like they're unsolvable, like his problem is actually unsolvable, and you should see how he's reacting. Obviously he's devastated, you can tell his heart is broken, but he is so positive. He's like so positive at the same time, and it's like he's reacting so unbelievably to this. It's like, I think, teaching the whole world, you know, how if he can do this in his situation, where no matter what, all the best medical staff, they've went to Singapore, everything, unfortunately, I think it's spread to her brain, and she had the all clear, sorry, and then they found out like a couple of weeks later that, you know, unfortunately it spread to her blood and her lungs and liver and her brain and things like that. And the poor little thing, I mean, you know, it was like after all that time, they thought they were getting free, and now they're kind of like in a situation where they're most likely, I think, she's on her last couple of days. And so sometimes, guys, it's perspective that can really, really teach you to just accept the situation, because maybe it is actually solvable. Maybe you can come back from it. Like, there are people out there that really can't come back from their problem, no matter what kind of help they get, no matter what kind of support they get, no matter how positive they are. And I truly do see that, you know, everything does happen and come into our lives for a good reason. But at the same time, you kind of just got to weigh up whether, is this like really going to be the thing in my life that needs to set me back so much? Like, how do you know that something genuinely much harder and much more, you know, much more worthy of that space to fully set you back forever, isn't on its way? You know, like, you kind of got to realize that, like, when you live in the moment, you kind of got to be that person that says this isn't worth that kind of energy, even though I naturally want to go there and let it destroy me because I feel so much pain. I think at the same time, you got to realize that maybe something worse is coming. Maybe it's not, you know. I'm not saying live in fear, but I'm just saying that be present. Make those decisions based on maybe it could actually get worse at some point, you know. Maybe I should appreciate the problem that I've got and just try and solve it and work through it and be okay with it. Like, I think that these kinds of things are just, you know, learning curves for us all, and we can thrive through them. And, you know, we can have a moment where we're not feeling great about it. That's fine. We can have multiple moments, but you need to kind of have an overall goal as to how you're going to respond to this and how you're going to act each day during this problem, during this phase. So I would say that, you know, perspective and really being smart in your decisions, being smart with how much you want to drag this out yourself, is really, really important. Because the aim of this podcast and the goal here is to constantly be thinking of getting refocused on the things you want to be focused on. And the next thing that I wanted to talk about, probably the final thing in terms of steps, is letting go. So obviously you can get through hurdles and pretend everything's okay, etc. And I know a lot of people think that it's just, you just need to pretend everything's okay and it'll be okay. That's really not the way to do it, because a lot of this can get misinterpreted sometimes. And I say that because I know people have told me, it's not pushing your feelings to the side or pushing your feelings down. It's more about understanding what feelings are necessary to bring up every single day and to continue putting yourself through trauma that you probably don't need to be putting yourself through. I think there is a time and a place where, yeah, you need to be aware of your feelings and you need to be honoring them and you need to be open with them. And it's okay not to be okay, for sure. That's not the point. But in business, you need to understand it's not personal, and you need to understand that business is a project. It's not you. It's a project that you need to be driving. And so if you're focusing a lot of energy and attention on how you're feeling each day and how things are affecting you, then your project is no longer the main area of focus. It's maybe getting 50% or less, because what's setting you back or whatever barriers are in the way, they're getting more of the attention. So if that's in your way, then it's impossible to thrive and set yourself up and keep going, because you're not giving it the 100 that you started with, because one something happened or a few things happened, you know. And it's pretty interesting to see, like, you know, where your energy goes, like, growth will flow, whatever the thing is. But it's pretty interesting, because that's true. It's 100% how it works. And the more I gave problems my attention, the more problems I noticed, the more time I spent in my day thinking about the problems, the more time I spent thinking about how things shouldn't be this way, etc. When I accepted everything and I was like, okay, it's now time to let this go. And letting it go is not that hard when you just, like, okay, this happened, and you actually think a bit more logically instead of emotionally, and you really understand that you cannot change what happened in the past or what kind of setback this was, and it is time for you to spend your time focused on the future, focused on the present moment, focused on the good things, and actually giving yourself the permission to be happy even though things aren't perfect. Like, I think life is just a bit too short to be holding on to things that make you feel bad, make you feel scared. And that is not putting your emotions to the side. It's being really, really smart with what your focus and your attention is on. And that doesn't mean that you don't care about what you're putting to the side. It just means that you're prioritizing positive things in life. And honestly, that is how I do it anyways. I don't know if there is another way, but, like, for me, I feel like letting go of things that didn't go your way is just basically dropping your ego and your entitlement and just accepting that every human, I've got a mutual respect for all humans, no matter what they do, are going to go through these things. And it's about whether or not you want to carry those with you all the time, each and every day, and just continue to let things trigger you going into, you know, new phases in life. It is hard, obviously, for a lot of people, but it is possible to go, I'm sorry, but I'm not carrying that. I've accepted that it's happened. I can't have the same thing happen 1,000 times unless, you know, it's an unusual situation. But you know what? There is times where you have to allow yourself to break free and letting go of those things and actually knowing when and how you're going to do that, and making that commitment to yourself is important, because otherwise, to be honest, it's gonna go into all areas of your life. You're gonna end up like in relationships probably where things are gonna trigger you, and you're gonna go into business partnerships, friendships, goals with triggers that are going to disable you from really giving it your all and going all in. And it's not until you can actually go all in that you can feel the feelings of real hard work being earned when things do work out. But obviously that's hard as well when they don't work out. However, going all in sometimes is like so empowering, and going all in and everything, giving your 100% of your heart and your mind and your body is incredible. And you just need to break off the chains and have no limitations around trying new things, because you can start again and again and again and again. It doesn't matter. Like if you have things go wrong 100 times, it will go right once. I can promise you. You just need to be in that like mindset where, okay, I accept that. I move on. That was hard. I hated that. Whatever you want to say and do. Give yourself some time, but then don't be afraid to make fresh starts. Like give something a fresh feel. Tackle it with your best energy. Feel yourself really, really well. I'm huge on what you put in your body as well, because that is something that I think does leave you out of control. I'm just going to put this in at the end as a side note, because I'm obviously very passionate about my health, but I think you really need to be eating well. I noticed that sometimes when you're in a bit of a funk, I was getting McDonald's when I was in my worst headspace, and of course I was feeling even worse about that, but it wasn't really about what I was eating. It was a lack of vitamins and nutrients and all that as well. My energy wasn't the same, and so I wasn't the same. Everything wasn't working. My sleep, my exercise, all that was out the window. So your daily habits also can give you the energy to be able to really get that clarity and that take on just knowing what to do under pressure, knowing what to do when you're set back, because routines are really important for this. You know, routines with what you eat, vitamins, exercise, breathing techniques, just things that enable you to be a stronger person and a healthier person. Give you healthier ways of thinking, gives you more energy, and you do need energy because obviously things can be quite draining sometimes in life, but you can always reboot through kind of bad experiences. It's really down to fueling yourself properly. And I'm always going to end my messages on my podcast with this, because I just think that health is wealth, for one, and fueling your body with correct nutrients, drinking plenty of water, just having those things nailed is good in itself. You're already going to feel better because you're being adherent to something, even when things are challenging. And from there, you can build momentum and you can remind yourself of what kind of person you really are and what your intentions are. Really, really important. I could honestly go on forever and ever and ever, but it's been 30 minutes and I'm sure a lot of you are out and walking or driving to work or wherever you listen to. I think that a lot of you will probably tackle today a bit differently. You probably eat a little bit differently. You probably will drink your water target. You probably will think about those things a little bit better, and you will probably, you know, go into a meeting or into an idea or setting goals, and I'm assuming you're going to be a lot more fearless, which is amazing, and a lot more positive and a lot more open to others and just a better human to deal with and a better person for yourself in general. So thank you very much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed this one and you got some value from it, please do rate it on Apple Podcasts, and of course tag me in your stories. Love to see what you thought of the podcast. Let me know what your feedback is. And I will see you all next week. Bye.